My name is Darren, and welcome to Hugh. Today, God has put on my heart that He is the one who rebuilds, reconnects, and starts relationships with people for the better. Now, there's a verse in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I often hear and see this verse randomly on Facebook, through text messages, or someone quoting it to encourage another person in life. But God has pushed me further to see what is really behind this verse that is so often quoted. So I decided to read the book of Jeremiah, the book of Lamentations, and also, which I'm still going through, the book of Ezekiel. And it was like, wow, talk about a lot of doom and gloom in those books. And yet, in these books, there is also a lot of hope that God offers for His people, and also a future for His people. Okay, let's get into it. Jeremiah was a priest and a prophet who started his ministry under King Josiah. King Josiah came from a royal family that did not follow God. But regardless of this fact, King Josiah turned to God with all his heart and he pursued Him. He removed all the false religions and gods, repaired the temple of God, and faithfully served God all his life. The people of Judah faithfully followed King Josiah's reforms, but in their hearts they preferred the gods of the nations around them. You can read that in Jeremiah chapter 3 verses 6 to 10. But as soon as Josiah was killed in battle against the Egyptians, Judah and all its future kings immediately returned to serving the other gods that King Josiah had removed. And according to Ezekiel chapter 5 verse 6, they became more wicked than the nations around them. In fact, they became more wicked than Sodom and their northern neighbor Israel. And how wicked did they become? They mistreated their widows and children, abused the slaves, murdered people who got in their way, or murdered people who said things they did not want to hear. And finally, they started to burn their children as sacrifices to a god called Moloch. And guess what else they got up to? Go on, have a guess. They went to church on the Sabbath day as well. That's right. They went to the temple of God to offer sacrifices and to worship Him. Then as soon as they finished worshipping the God of Israel, they went straight over and started serving the other gods. And so as time went on, they eventually set up these other gods in the temple of God itself. And this is what broke God's heart, because He loved them as a man loves his wife. So how did God deal with all this? God sent His prophets to warn Judah, one of them being Jeremiah and also Ezekiel. And there's also a couple of other prophets as well. The messages that God gave to Jeremiah were so strong that they burned inside him. So He told Judah what was on God's heart. Jeremiah warned them that if they kept on practicing evil, God would send the Babylonians under King Nebuchadnezzar down to capture them and take them away captive back to Babylon. And even though Judah, who had witnessed its neighbor Israel being taken into captivity by the Assyrians as punishment for their wickedness, and saw their own previous king, Jeconiah, and his family, who were also taken captive by the Babylonians after they were all warned, Judah just continued on perverting justice while turning a blind eye to their God of Israel. And when God's prophets spoke to the people of Judah, their reply was this: "The days go by and every vision comes to nothing." That is in Ezekiel 12:22. In other words, this is what the people of Judah were saying: "These prophets of God who keep warning us that God's going to punish us is never going to happen. Each day passes by and none of their predictions, none of their prophecies ever seem to come to pass. They just never happen." The people of Judah thought as long as they went to church on the Sabbath to keep God happy, then things will go well for them. The ruling kings of Judah also had their own prophets who prophesied on behalf of the God of Israel, who always spoke in a positive and supportive way before Judah and its kings. But God called these prophets and their prophecies flattering divination, because God did not send them and they were not true prophets. That's in Ezekiel 12:24. these false prophets deceived the people around them, and the kings and the leaders loved them because they said the things that they wanted to hear. In a nutshell, this encouraged Judah to act more wickedly, and not just secretly, they did it openly and without fear. This country was turning into a mess. So God stepped in with his sledgehammer. He allowed the Babylonians to come down and surround Jerusalem to lay siege against it. The Babylonians eventually broke through the walls of Jerusalem and completely destroyed the city and the temple of God. They killed just about everybody and burned all the palaces and the homes, plus burned down the temple of God and took all the treasures that were in it back to Babylon with the people they had captured alive. God hit Jerusalem and his own temple with a sledgehammer so hard that pieces went flying everywhere, and everything the false prophets had predicted failed, and their words fell down to the ground. The books of Jeremiah, Lamentations, and Ezekiel appear to be very bleak, but they are not. Let us look at this through God's eyes. In the early days of Israel, God taught them to be loving, kind. He taught them right judgment and the right way to live their lives. God taught and built his people in love, hope, and charity. But as time went on, the people of Israel tore down God's structures and built their own. Their structure was built on doing things their way and the ways of the world around them. They started to worship gods that the nations around them worshipped. They started to build shrines and high places on the hills and the mountains. And eventually, they put shrines at the end of every street. And last of all, they started to build altars and shrines to these foreign gods in the temple of God. These gods took over God's temple, and eventually there was no room left for God of Israel. Now this is how it works with us as well. We serve and honor God, but sometimes we start looking at other things around us, outside of us, and then we invite them into our lives and serve them, not realizing these things are slowly corrupting us. We ignore the convictions of the Holy Spirit regarding the things we are doing quietly. Eventually, we bring them into church, into our inner heart and mind, and finally, there is no room left for God. We have pushed him out, and yet we keep going to church thinking that this will keep God happy. Finally, when we ignore God long enough, he will allow situations of our own making to come and surround us, situations that will lay siege against the walls of our lives, and eventually break through, causing destruction and pain. Finally, these situations put us in chains and carry us away captive to places in our lives that we do not want to go or be. But in all this, God has a plan. God did not tear Judah down and left it at that. He had a purpose that went beyond the destruction and seemingly hopeless situation. God is in the business of rebuilding. This sounds like us when we turn to Jesus, who also tears down our own structures and rebuilds over the top a new and meaningful structure that brings life and hope to us and those around us. Do you agree? It is interesting that Judah mistreated the poor. So when the Babylonians came and took Judah captive back to Babylon, they left behind the poor of the land to look after it. In other words, the poor were given a home and land to live on. You see, God has a plan for everyone, and he is absolutely amazing. Now going back to the verse in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. I encourage you today to listen to the voice of your God, the God of the Bible and the Spirit of encouragement through Jesus Christ." This verse was sent to the captives in Babylon who were taken out of their own country, a place where they did not want to be, because God saw that Judah had moved itself into a place, a situation, where they should not be. Is God tearing down structures in your life so he can rebuild hope in you? Have you been carried away captive into places where you do not want to be so that God can start again in you for a prosperous future? Have you been captured by the situations around you and put in chains and carried away from a place of harm to a place God has prepared for you out of harm's way? God is always looking beyond your situation, looking to rebuild in you hope, loving kindness, and righteousness, as it declares in Jeremiah. I encourage you to allow God to work in you. Stop what you are doing and consider your ways before God. What is God saying to you? Is the temple of God in your heart filling up with idols that are slowly destroying you and the ones that you love around you? God loves you as though you are his wife or husband, and he will bend over backwards to get your attention to save you from your own destruction. And I ask you this, pray to your Heavenly Father and ask him to reveal and help you to turn your face and eyes towards him. He sent his Son Jesus Christ with a clear message to you personally. He did not come to condemn you, but he came to give you life, hope, and a future with him. And that's what this verse is all about. You may be in situations that have carried you away. God's allowed these things to happen, hoping that you will turn to him so he can start to rebuild you and put you in a better position to serve him. Consider carefully your life. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you consider deeply your walk with God. It is important for yourself, it's important for your family, it's important to God, and God will do everything for you to get you on track to build the right things in your life. Thank you for listening. Amen.